Mariners look for a series win against the Mets, and Nelson Cruz gets Seattle off to a strong start against Seth Lugo.
There it is right there. Goodbye! Boom! Stick, baby! Wow. Nelson Cruz with a three-run ball. Wow!
In the top half of the second, here's the pitch to Martinez. Swing and a drive deep to right field. Holy smokes, welcome back, and this one is off the windows of the Hit It Here Cafe. Leonis Martin, a great diving catch in the top of the second, a long solo home run here in the bottom of the second inning. Goodbye baseball, his first home run of the year. Leonis Martin is excited to be back, and the Mariners have a 4-0 lead over the Mets.
And the 2-1 pitch, Robbie, swinging a line drive over the head of Flores at first fair. Down the right field line, the ball hits the seats and angle out. Here comes Gamble on to score from third. Robbie in at second with career double number 497 and an RBI to go with it.
1-2. Swing and a miss, Gatti. Strikeout number 7 for the Big Maple. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 8.
The 2-0. Swinging a late hopper into shallow right field. It takes a big hop, abs high over to Cano, who's in shallow right and quickly whips the throw onto first base in time to nab Curtis Granderson.
Early offense and another strong outing from James Paxton helped the Mariners get back to 500 at 53-53. Here's the manager, Scott Servais.
Good way to end the homestand. You know, it, again, you know, you look back, you know, 10 days ago with what was ahead of us with the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Mets coming in. You know, you're hoping to win all series. Obviously, we stubbed our toe a little bit against the Yankees in some tough games, but we responded. You know, a good series against Boston, and, you know, the last couple of days have really been good here. So, nice win today. You know, Paxton, what a month. Wow. You know, July, I think it's 6-0 in July, and really, you know, kind of leading us charging up the mountain, I guess, is the best way to put it. You know, I didn't even think he was, like, his best stuff-wise today. I thought he was just a tick off with his breaking pitches. But fastball was really good, got ahead in the count. You know, he pounded the zone and, you know, got us where we needed to go. Obviously, the long home run by Cruz, you know, Leonis chipping in there. It's great to have him back and contributing. Everybody loves Leonis' personality, but, you know, you got to do it, you know, in between the lines. And so he's off to a good start. But, you know, up and down the lineup today, a lot of good at-bats. You know, Seager continues to swing the bat really well. And, you know, it's a great way to kind of end the homestand. And, you know, a lot of energy in the ballpark. You know, I thought our fans were out. The weather was great. It's a good time to go out and enjoy baseball. And we played entertaining baseball, you know, this homestand. So hopefully it continues here on the road trip.
And how important was that to start playing well before you go on? You have the toughest stretch of your schedule this season to play well going out.
No doubt, you know, we need to play, you know, at the top of our game. And everybody has to be contributing up and down the lineup, pitching staff-wise, bullpen. Everybody's got to chip in. You know, we know what's ahead of us. We will embrace what is ahead of us. We are not going to shy away from it. You look at the schedule way back in January when I first got asked about it, and right from the get-go, it is what it is. You know, we've played a lot of home games. We've played good at home at some points, and we've not so good at other points. But, you know, we have an interesting August ahead of us. It'll be very challenging. We'll find out a lot about our club. But, you know, it's good to finish up on a high note here at home.
How about a little bit more on Leonis? First to play in right field, which he hasn't played in like 4 years.
Yeah, no, he's a really good athlete and just a natural outfielder. His first step quickness and his instincts out there are tremendous. He hadn't been in right field in, I think, 4 or 5 years. And to come in on that ball, top spin hook by Granderson, you know, big play in the game early on, obviously. And, you know, he's not afraid. That's for sure about Leonis. He's always going to have a smile on his face and give you a great effort out there. So good way to kind of, you know, welcome him in. And then he, you know, follows up with a homer and another hit later on. So nice to have him back.
Yeah, Robbie had a couple hits, too, and it's been a tougher stretch.
Really, really good to see Robbie get going today. We're going to need him. You know, when we get on the road, you got to hit on the road. To win on the road, you got to hit. And that'll be, you know, the guys in the middle of our lineup. Obviously, Siegs has been really good since the All-Star break. You know, Nelly hit the bomb today. But, you know, Robbie kind of getting on time. You know, he was on time today, and it's so important for him. He's got a great swing. Sometimes you get off kilter, you're not on time, you're a little late, and you're in between, and it's good to see him get back today.
A few clean innings from Pagan give you even more confidence in him.
Yeah, he's throwing the ball really good. He has a lot of confidence in himself right now, and he should. You know, he's attacking the strike zone. He's making pitches. He's landing his breaking ball. You know, he's an interesting guy. He's like, it's nice to watch young guys. They come into the big leagues. Do I really belong? And all of a sudden, you have a couple of those outings. Like, hey, I can pitch here. I can get these guys out. And that's where he's at right now. He has a ton of confidence, and we're going to continue to use him in higher leverage situations here as we move on in the season.
And James Paxton caps off July in style. He goes 6-0 for the month and allows just 6 total runs in that span.
Things have been going really well. Great defense behind me, getting runs scored. You know, can't do it without the guys that are playing behind me, scoring runs and doing their job too. And, you know, today I got some great defense again. Leonis came back and he made that play out in right field. Throw by Dyson in the first inning. You know, that's stuff like that helps you win baseball games.
The way that you were getting them in on the hands to the right-handed hitters, what does that tell you about your command and where you are with just your stuff?
You know, I'm feeling pretty good. Today wasn't my best. You know, my location wasn't very good today, and my breaking ball wasn't its best. But, you know, I've battled, and Z did a great job behind the plate, mixing pitches, and we got through it pretty well.
What does it say when you say it's not your best? You throw 6 shutout innings, strike out 8, walk none.
I didn't know where to put the bat.
That means things are going well. Okay. You know, I was able to use the high fastball well today. You know, got a lot of swings and misses on that. And then the cutter showed up later in the game. Early, I didn't have it going very well, but made some pitches with my fastball and breaking ball when I had to.
Have you ever won 6 games in a month in your career in anything?
No, I haven't. This is a first for me, and it's a good feeling, you know, and I just want to help the team get to where we want to get to.
On Monday, the Mariners will play host to the Texas Rangers. Felix Hernandez gets the start in the opener.